It's 105.1 Jack FM, Jared and Shireen in County 10's podcast with a special guest on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, the general manager of the iconic Brooks Lake Lodge and Spa on the phone with us is Matthew Tuzna. Matthew, how are you?
Doing great. The sun is shining and the snow has finally melted at Brooks Lake Lodge.
Well, we're really excited because those of you that do not know, the Brooks Lake Lodge and Spa, iconic. It's been, you know, on so many different travel and leisure lists. National Geographic has it ranked as one of the best resorts, especially for wintertime as well. But Matthew, you guys have a big milestone, 100 years?
That is correct. On July 2nd, Brooks Lake Lodge turns a century old.
Woohoo! Oh, wait, I have my party sound effect. Wait, Matthew. Hold on. Stall for me just a second. Ready?
This is important, Matthew.
For the birthday party. I'm so excited. So I'll probably play this on and off throughout the thing. But this is a big deal, Matthew, and you guys have a big event happening.
We certainly do. On July the 2nd, we're opening up the doors to the public, which is something we don't normally do. And we're hosting an event where everyone is free and welcome to come. We will be providing food and live music and open house and historical tours along with live lawn games and entertainment as well.
What's kind of the history of Brooks Lake Lodge and Spa? Obviously, it's been an institution for a long time, but built in the 1920s. It's got to have a rich history.
Yeah, Brooks Lake Lodge was built in 1922 by the Lander Yellowstone Transportation Group as one of eight destinations between Lander and Bozeman, and they completed the figure eight road that went from Lander to Bozeman with seven stops along the way. The seven stops in their mind's eye was drive a little, stay a night.
Nice.
Well, that was a terrible idea. Everybody was dusty and tired, and they turned it into the guest ranch that it is today. And people come and stay for 3 to 7 days throughout the summer.
And if you would like to be a part of their big 100th anniversary celebration, go to brookslake.com and you'll see a big button there that says Centennial Celebration, and you can RSVP to be able to actually go into areas and see that rich history. Matthew, I want to see the tea room so bad. I don't know why.
My favorite meal.
Yes. Well, and I love tea. So I'm all excited about seeing the tea room. What can I expect?
Yeah. So every day at 4:30 on a typical day, guests are served everything from crumpets to finger sandwiches to charcuterie. The best meal of the day. But 7th governor of Wyoming, Ryan Butler Brooks, fell upon this location and requested it be built. Shortly thereafter, the lake was named after him, the lodge was named after him, the mountain was named after him. But the man loved tea time, so we carry on his tradition today.
Thanks. I'm so thankful for him. And I'm so thankful, too, that you guys are opening the doors to the public. Free celebration July 2nd. You need to RSVP. So again, brookslake.com. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with the general manager of the iconic lodge and spa, Matthew Tuzna, is with us. And so, Matthew, let's talk about the actual day, July 2nd. There's a lot going on. It's so cool. Make sure you RSVP. But I really want to get the information out on how you guys are going to kind of be busing people with WRTA.
Yeah, so WRTA is helping us out, and they are shuttling people up and down the mountain. So here at Brooks, we have a 5.3-mile-long driveway, which is Forest Service Road 515. And there are large parking lots at the bottom of the road on both the east and the west side of our driveway. We're going to be utilizing those parking lots to drop off and pick up guests. So one shuttle will be going up and one shuttle will be going down. So every 15 minutes, a vehicle will be bringing people up, and then another vehicle will be bringing people down. Once one parking lot is full, then we'll use the other and get you up and down the mountain safely and eliminate a little bit of the traffic, because there will be no parking here at the lodge.
Looks like there's a lot of entertainment we can expect. I'm seeing a couple of musicians, a cowboy poet. What can folks expect as far as entertainment?
Yeah, the Lake String Quartet has graced the spaces all throughout Yellowstone National Park for well over a decade now. They can play absolutely everything from Madonna to Mozart's finest hits to Bon Jovi. And what's latest and greatest on the radio. They entertain, to say the absolute least. They will be performing in our great hall, and they will start the event off at 12:30 with the Star Spangled Banner with Jessica Garnick O'Neill next to the flagpole. And then we've got Jerry Bell, Riverton local, raised his family on the Pinto Ranch, just here outside of Moran Junction. And he has been gracing campfires for probably about 7 decades now with songs and poems of Wyoming and cowboy life.
I cannot wait to be able to witness that. I know I will be there for the big party for Brooks Lake Lodge celebrating their centennial 100-year birthday bash. And they have all kinds of activities. You could participate in some archery with one of the guides there. They're going to have some cornhole, some ladder golf, obviously the great music, as well as a great chance to rub some elbows with some folks and see some cool stuff there at Brooks Lake Lodge that you wouldn't normally be allowed to do. So I know I'm looking forward to that. Jared, I know you are looking forward to it.
I've never been in, so I can't wait to go take a tour. Also excited to see the tea room for some reason, Shireen, but it's going to be an exciting opportunity. And it's got to mean a lot to you and your staff, Matthew, that we get to celebrate 100 years and kind of open it up to the community and show it off a little bit.
You know, we have a special gem here, and the crown jewel of lodges within the National Forest Network here in the United States. Every day that I show up to work here, I feel pretty lucky, and so do all of my staff. And the opportunity to be able to share with everybody else is something special, to say the least.
Well, I know personally how hard you guys have been working behind the scenes to put this thing together, Matthew. So I know it's not easy, and I know it's something you guys don't have to do. But thank you for doing that and letting us be a part of Brooks Lake Lodge and Spa, an iconic lodge and spa in the country, if not world. And we get to be a part of their 100th birthday bash and able to check out the lodge, be a part of activities, some great music, cowboy poetry, the lake there. Oh, Matthew, I'm going to try to do some fly fishing. There's a lot to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of our, I think, biggest attractions that day will be the archery range. We've got one of our staff who is a 7-time world record holder that will be giving little tours to everybody on what a bow is, how to use it, and hopefully have some fun.
Well, Matthew, thank you so much for joining the morning show with Jared and I and the County 10 podcast as well. Did we miss anything on the big birthday bash?
You know, I don't think so. Free food, free music. Come on down. Have a good time.
And how late can people RSVP to make it to the party?
Up until the day before.
So. Awesome. Good. Easy. Again, you can find more and your chance to RSVP either at brookslake.com. They have a big centennial celebration button there for you. Or you can actually find stuff on our website, county10.com, by searching Brooks Lake Lodge. So can't wait for the party. Is there going to be cake there, Matthew?
But, you know, making cake for probably 1,000 people is going to be a difficult task. But
don't you worry.
You know, I got 4 days, so why not throw it in?
Well, we don't need cake.
Just a small cake. Save a slice for us. We'll hide it from the rest of the guests.
All right, Matthew, thank you so much again, and congratulations to Brooks Lake Lodge and Spa and the whole staff.
All right. Well, thank you, and you have a wonderful day.